24 past the hour. Good morning. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
You're listening to Air America Radio's Morning's Edition, broadcasting live from CBGB's in New York's, the New York home of punk music, the legendary CBGB. Go to SaveCBGB.org to find out how you can help. There's some trouble. We want to try and keep this club open. We've got the band Loxley, who's been playing behind us all morning. Awesome.
Yeah.
Doing a little Yardbirds number, going out there before. You can go to bandofloxley.com. Don't go to loxley.com, because apparently that's a white supremacist site, and that's a whole different music scene. Our next guest is a regular on David Letterman. You've seen him on TV shows like Law & Order and in many TV commercials. Do you like that credit?
Yeah, I like to think that I'm whoring myself.
And he's appearing this weekend at Caroline's Comedy Club here in New York. Please welcome Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, I just want everyone to know I look like a Republican. I'm not.
Pasty white.
It's a white bread look. I look half Republican, half Mormon. And, not that there's anything wrong with Mormons.
No, there's nothing wrong with
Mormons. They're special people.
They're kind of peculiar. I mean, I got to admit, I'm not going to be judgmental, but they have
But here we go.
Yes, they have a.
They got special underwear.
Yeah, special Mormon underwear, and they have many wives, and they have a gutted mountain where they keep all their information.
You know, a lot of people have that, Mark. You got the gut, the mountain, you know, store the info there.
Yeah,
you know, salamander tells you what to do.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah, I understand.
Typical
right.
standard stuff. But all religions kind of kooky like that.
They are a little kooky.
Yeah, I mean, Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they wandered in the desert for 40 years. I don't know about you, but after a year, I would have been, this Moses doesn't know where the hell he's going. I appreciate him getting us out of Egypt. We're in the desert, folks. As in no agua. After Moses parted the Red Sea, did he say anything? He was like, ta-da!
Woo!
Oh, this guy's going to hell. He's going to hell in three religions. Covers it all there.
But in the Mormon hell, you can have
just
more than one wife.
There you go. Yeah. That would be special.
So you're going to Chicago. You're taping an hour for Comedy Central.
Taping an hour for the man.
Are you
Comedy
nervous?
Central. I'm just thrilled. You know, Comedy Central. As you know, it's an odd relationship with comics. It's kind of like Comedy Central is kind of like that monolith that is kind of the person that's always hitting on you when you're in a relationship. And then when you finally want to hook up with them, they act all kind of like not interested. Does that make sense? It's just literally just this cycle of abuse that comedians go through. And then they're like, well, you know, I'll hook up with Comedy Central. Comedy Central's like, yeah, no, we're not feeling it right now. So when they finally do it, you're like, oh, thank God.
Is this the first hour, though? This is the first time you did an hour.
Yeah, this is the first time doing an hour.
It's going to be great, man. Are you going to do it at a theater?
Yeah, I'm doing it at the Vic in Chicago on October 8th, and it's awesome.
Ah, we got somebody.
Yeah. There you go. The two people. Those are the two people going to the show back there. No, but it's a lot of pressure because you want to sell out. You'd hate to do an hour special with like 10 people in the audience.
I'd love that.
You're like, hey, can we cut to that one lady again? Yeah, just cut to her. Okay, she's needle pointing, but that's all right.
Now, Jim, apparently, much like Tom Waits and Jay-Z, you have two CDs coming out at the same time?
I do that. And then
why?
I'm retiring.
You're oh, okay.
Like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
How do I explain this?
With words?
Uh-oh.
I don't know why I have to do this with my pants off. I'm going to go Novak on you guys in a second.
Uh-oh.
They didn't tell you that's the way we do all the comedians.
Oh, that's special. It's very vulnerable. You're on the spot here. You get sedition eyes.
Uh-oh.
Sedition eyes. No, I like to think my attitude is put out an album every month, and maybe some people will hear it and finally come in to see it perform. No, it's one of those things where my wife, who I love very much, she
nice
produced the album.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
She might be listening. She has gotten very lazy recently, or as she describes it, pregnant. You know? I'm 9 months pregnant. Doesn't mean you can't produce two more CDs. Let's go. We're part of a team now. There's your baby joke. Mark was like, well, do you want to do baby jokes? I'm like, can you make me look more bland? Yeah, I'll do some baby jokes and then the difference between cats and dogs. Would you like to do something?
Wait a minute. Now, I wasn't saying that. I'm a big fan of the Jim Gaffigan. And I thought, baby, you have one. And usually most comics, when a baby comes out, they're like, great, new 10 minutes.
Yeah, it is one of those things. But you're like, I don't want to be one of those baby comics who talks about, you know, kids are crazy. And then like 10 minutes later, you've got like a half hour of baby material.
You know when they roll over and they giggle and then you shake keys and stuff like that?
And they're all geniuses.
They're weird.
People treat you differently when you're holding a newborn, though, especially in strip clubs.
Hey, zing, zang, zing, 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 zang, zing. Gazoink. Gazoink.
People like baby jokes.
Yeah, babies are special. They're very, they're not that intelligent, really.
Now, Jim, you've been doing some television commercial work. Now, I know Marin, when he did his TV commercial, he was tortured for months about, you know, selling out, about, you know, doing something that he really didn't feel. Wasn't that, I mean, is there a line for comics?
I rationalized that very effectively.
Oh, okay, you're right, you did.
Because I the commercial I did, not unlike you, will just whore himself out for anything.
Yeah. Not to be confused with your game show, but go on.
Okay, let me qualify that. I was broke. I had no money, Jim. I had no money, and it was...
I needed to work with the dictator of Chile.
Well, the commercial, now I don't feel like I have any defense.
No, I know. I'm a total... Well, the irony is, like, people look at me and they go, yeah, I'd imagine you'd do commercials. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's I'm not like, you know, I'm not a true social center.
Well, the weird thing with me, the thing with me was I never really go out for them because I don't, you know, I'm not good in those situations in the auditioning for commercial things. Yeah. I can't, I'm condescending. But I was in, I'm sort of like, what? I can't, all right. And they don't want to hire you for that. But I was in Austin, Texas. Yeah. There were six people in the room. These two women come up to me after the show and said, we're shooting a commercial. We want you to do it. And I'm like, I don't really do commercials. They're like, it's for Sprint. And I had that moment where I'm like, I use Sprint. Okay, yeah, I can do the commercial. Yeah.
And that was then it. They showed you a gigantic check. And you're like, I could use Sprint more. No, it is. That's the, you know, the irony is the way I rationalize commercials is that, you know, it's like, what, you're going to turn down working for Sprint for one day for a huge amount of money, or you're going to temp, you know, trying to get by, you know, temping for Sprint.
Well, and also, you only have to deal with, like, how many people actually came up to you and said, dude, what the hell, man, commercials? There's your integrity out the window, sellout bastard.
Not many people.
There you go.
Thankfully. But, you know, I have kind of a Horace quality to me.
It's very special. So where are you going? What's the next big gig? Where are you heading?
I'm doing that special, but I'm at Caroline's this week, which is a room of...
The Caroline's, the circus club. What are people groaning? It's not a bad club, but literally, Caroline's Comedy Club is probably having a comedy show now. That for some reason, have you noticed that thing? Like 20 shows a night.
You do the 2 a.m. show and the 5 a.m., and then maybe if you could sweep up afterwards, that would be good. Sweeping up, there will be somebody walking around with a microphone, so if you could do that. No, it's a lot of glamour.
Are you actually moving into this neighborhood? Is that true?
I am moving. I'm moving into a place called CBGB's. No.
The jury's in.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm moving on, I guess on the other side, you know, down the block.
I'm not going to know where you're going to live. You know.
A gajillion dollars.
Really?
The irony is, like, you know, I mean, I don't think anyone in this room ever thought, you know what, one day I'd aspire to live on the Bowery. You know, I'll get a heroin addiction, I'll move into a tiny, dirty room.
I did aspire to that when I was younger, actually.
There's a lot of glamour here.
It's beautiful. At least you're not moving into that weird hall of mirrors.
Gigantic building that has, like, a racehorse in it?
Yeah, there's a racehorse in it?
Well, they've just got, like, everything in there. They've got a pool. They've got a racetrack, you know, gillies. They've got a gillies in there. It's this gigantic...
Mechanical bull, a helipad where you can land your helicopter on
and
top.
And then Deborah Winger comes in crying.
Yeah.
Sad.
She's sensitive. This is Jim Gaffigan. We stay around and we're talking about baby.
Yeah.
When we come back. We're at CBGB's. We're going to have more Jim coming up. We've got Loxley going to play us out here. It's 43 past the hour. You're listening to Morning Sedition. It's Air America Radio.
Sedition, delivering you from evil in 3 hours or less. Air America Radio.
Past the hour, broadcasting live from CBGB, New York's legendary home of punk rock at the corner of Bowery and Bleecker. Go to savecbgb.org to find out how you can help. It's in danger of closing down. All morning we've had Loxley playing behind us.
Yeah.
You can go to bandofloxley.com to hear and see what they're up to. We got Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, with us. How are you, Jim? Still with us? www.jimgaffigan.com for that. Mark Riley is here, of course.
Where?
They're right there. And now, the Bible's book of Revelations portends the end of days and the second coming of the Christian Messiah, one of our president's favorite stories. Though no one knows when the end times will come, there are signs that will appear to men. Here on Morning Sedition, we won't let you get caught off guard by the end of the world. That's why we present this week's Rapture Watch with MILF Cardinal Milfington of the recently disgraced Diocese of Missoula, Montana. Your grace.
Heed my warnings, thy soiled doves of Balaam. Your dreams have become the sanctuaries of fornicating hermaphrodites. Your wishes the stale, lint-covered mints of Barbara Bush. And your bed the sad resting place of a sweat-soaked Wilford Brimley.
Oh.
Lift your chunky thighs to the light of God, you carb-counting succubi at the withered man-teats of Greta Van Susteren. Thy habitudinous consumers of chiclets and corn nuts, suckers of Otter Pops, and that guy who put up the Hamsterdam's webpage. Hamsters spread cholera. Making them dance doesn't change that fact, even if they do have cute names like Peanut. The end times are nigh, ye sticky eaters of milk duds. And the day is soon when Jesus will smite the evil master cylinder along with Rock Bottom and the professor. Jesus, the Christ, the wonderful, wonderful Christ. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into... Oh, God! Utasa makata patita! Arg, Satan! Your power is strong today for conjuring up childhood memories of poorly animated cartoons. Here, Mark, anoint yourself with my complimentary prayer cloth.
Thank you very much, man.
That'll be $5.
All right.
You may recall, heretics, thrice abdominals ago, I told you how an astronomer found the solar system's 10th planet. The same week, a woman sued Denny's for toilet bowl burns. Week after that, I told you how 3,000 customers in Lake Tahoe lost power because of an electrocuted squirrel. And the week after that, I told you just because more people would rather read about a woman's burned rear end than your latest discovery, it doesn't give you carte blanche to vent your anger by tossing squirrels at high-voltage wires. But that's neither montata nor cantata petita. For an even more important end-time indicator has occurred, Mark.
Uh-huh.
That's right. 20th Century Fox is making another movie. But wait, there's more. This time it's a remake of The Omen. They're calling it The Omen 666, releasing it on June 6, 2006, and looking for a child to play the part of Damien, son of Satan. Mark, casting the part of the Antichrist is a sign of the Antichrist. It's so obvious it's demonic. For it was prophesied in Revelation 54:40 or fight, and I quoteth, "And the day will come when Satan will only produce crappy movies based on schlock hits and bad sitcoms from the 70s. And then something even more irritating will happen. Owen Wilson." And quoted, "Where'd I lose you?" There, Mark.
Yeah.
Anoint yourself with another one of my complimentary, prayer cloths.
Oh, thank you. That's two.
That'll be five more bucks.
I'll get you on the other side of this thing.
It's all very simple, Mark.
Yeah.
Do the math. Okay. 20th Century Fox. June 6th, 2006, 666, add it up. What does it get you?
2,698, Cardinal.
Oh, okay, yeah, but now subtract. Now subtract 2,032, and what do you get?
666.
Bingo. It's so simple, even an emotionally disturbed loner like me who likes to strangle cats could understand it.
Oh.
Wow, where the hell did that come from? Anyway, the rapture is upon us, you misguided Hebrew.
Yeah, all right.
And while you're down in Hades getting your privates pounded by a wiffle ball bat, I'll be sitting at the throne of Jesus and his prized turnip Sam. Until then, fornicators, keep on fornicating, and we'll keep the light on for you. In hell.
Thank you, Cardinal. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
That was the Cardinal Milpington portrayed by the lovely Jim Earle. And Jim Gaffigan is still here, too. Can we have some sound on Gaffigan?
That was very special. I felt some sin coming off him a little bit. I think, Cardinal, you should see the movie, a wonderful movie, called Monster in Law.
Oh.
It's got J-Lo, and the storyline is captivating.
Are you saying it's a sign of the end?
I think it's kind of like it gives a little hope. Monster-in-Law. You have to check it out. So, J-Lo really does a turn. She has a battle with Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
And the battle is stupendous.
It's terrific.
And I think it really gives us hope for a little salvation, Cardinal.
Well, thanks for the tip. I'll see that along with Geely.
Geely. Special.
It's just like, look like America, doesn't it? Look,
yes,
like
it's guys. Special.
Midwestern kind of feel.
White America.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. That's
there
what I was
go.
Getting for. That's
look out, we're coming back.
Oh, my God.
We're not as dumb as we look.
Apparently, you can go to Loxley.com if you want to look into the Aryan element.
It's special.
The band of Loxley.com, if you want to get information on the band.
Yeah, very special.
So am I wrong, Gaffigan, or
have
are
I
you...
gotten fat?
Yes,
I have. I have put on a little weight, but most of this is a stomach implant, Mark. And occasionally I'll regret it, especially when I'm talking to a woman and I will catch her staring at my stomach. I'll be like, "Hello, I'm up here." Yeah. Not some piece of flab for you to oogle at. I don't care if I'm in a tube top and I'm rubbing cocoa butter on my belly while I'm riding a unicycle going la 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 la. We love food in this country, Mark, and we're never satisfied.
You've got to tell me.
You know, what would be good on this burger? A ham sandwich. Instead of a bun, let's use two donuts. Then we can have it for breakfast. Look out, McGriddle. Here comes the donut ham hamburger. You laugh, but you know there's someone at Dunkin' Donuts going, "That's not a bad idea."
Jim Gaffigan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, yeah.
He'll be at Caroline's tonight. He'll be at the Vic Theater in Chicago in October. That's, when is that? The tickets will go on sale for that August 6th for the Chicago show. We've got Lawton Smalls coming up. We've got Richard Hell from Richard Hell and the Voidoids. We're broadcasting live from CBGB's. You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. It's 57 past the hour. Here's Loxley.
What you do?
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.